Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord said to me, Bernard, don't put your horn down. He said, just change your song. And that's when I changed my song. And God said to me, he said, if you will blow for me, he said, I'll take you before kings and queens and presidents of many nations. And guess what? I've been before kings and queens and presidents of many nations. And I've always blown for one person, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. I never forget when I played before the king, or rather the president of Kenya. And when I got through, somebody said to me, he said, I know you were thrilled to play with this president. I said, not thrilled, but I was honored. They said, wait a minute, this man is like a king here in Kenya. I said, he may be like a king here in Kenya. But I always remember that I blow for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I remind God sometimes, even though he always remembers, that I've been blowing for him a long time, only for him. I've never blown for anybody else but the Lord Jesus Christ since I accepted the Lord. And he's rewarded me. Since then, so much he's rewarded me, so much, and has opened so many doors. And he said to me the other day, he said, son, you have not had your day. And I tell this for the glory of God, because it's happened to somebody who's this is their only church. They think it's over for them. But God said to me, you have not had your day. He said, and my, what a day. I want to tell somebody who's listening to me right now that you think it's over for you, but I'm going to tell you something. If you search the word out, or basically use the patriarchs in the Bible in the twilight years of their life, check it out. He used Abraham, recorded in the Word of God, when he was 100 years old, and he made him the father of many nations. Just basically everyone he used, it was in the twilight years of their life. That's why I said to my mother the other day, I said, Mom, I said, yeah, you think your day is over, but you can accomplish more, and I'm praying that this would be true. You can accomplish more now in the twilight years of your life. She's 95. You can do more now than you've ever done in all the days of your life. God used those in the twilight years. Jacob in the twilight years. Isaac in the twilight years. Yeah. Just check it out. He used people in the twilight years when they had been matured. Sometimes when you're young, you make so many mistakes. But as you mature in life, you get rid of a lot of the kinks in your life. And you get just ripe, R-I-P-E, ripe for God to use you as never before. Thank God for your storms, because if you didn't have that, you couldn't make it to this. And God will use you as never before in the twilight years. So hopefully I'm not in my twilight into my twilight years, but you know, I'm a little bit more mature than I was when I had such a heyday at 25, 30 years old. But God said, I have not had my day yet. I'm saying that not boastfully, but I want you to open up your eyes. Everything that the enemy tells you, the opposite is true. I said, the opposite is true. If he told you it's over, that means you're just beginning. That you're coming into your day. And that's what it means. If he tells you that you're going to lose your car, that means you're going to keep it. If he tells you, oh, your church, you've been in this or that, you're going to lose your church now, that means a miracle's coming that you're going to keep it. He wouldn't be lying to you if the opposite wasn't coming. He wouldn't take time, but he's trying to get you to have the opposite of faith. In other words, if you got faith, but there's an opposite of faith, and that is disbelief. Trying to have total zero unbelief, and you'll see things happen for you. So I've been blowing for a long time now, and I haven't got tired yet. Let me tell you something. God honors longevity. He honors it. I'm seeing God bless me more now than ever before. If it's a sign of my day, and only my day could come about through the help of the Lord, because I have a double kind of negative. No, I ain't nothing. I can't do nothing. I can't be nothing without the Lord. No nothing attitude toward Bernard Johnson. And God has always honored it, because when you decide that you ain't nothing, that you can't be nothing, that you don't know nothing, I don't care if you got a doctorate degree or whatever you got, five doctorates, that you decide, I don't know nothing, I can't be nothing, I ain't nothing, and then you add the prepositional phrase at the end, without you, Lord, without you, then you just ripe, R-I-P-E, for him to use you. I'm talking to somebody overseas, in India or Africa or Russia or Sweden or somewhere. That's when you position yourself for him to use you, when you decide that you're not anything. And the more you go to school, take the attitude that it just shows you how much you don't know, and open your mind up so you can learn. And never be so that you can't learn from somebody. Learn from a child. If you get that way, then God can bless you and use you. Amen. Here we are now. I've been blowing for the Lord over 50 years now. Yeah, I've been blowing for the Lord over 50 years. And one of the things, I'm going to have a celebration. Yeah, I am. And I want y'all to come when I have that celebration. Amen. Because I've been faithful to the Lord. And I've never blown for anybody since I accepted him but him. Yeah. And longevity does mean something to God. Yeah, yeah. Let the elders who rule well be worthy of double honor. So, God bless you. I love y'all this morning, and I appreciate you. I approach you very humbly. I don't know why all that came out, but God let me say it. It wasn't the devil speaking to me. It was the Lord. Somebody needed that encouragement, because the devil told you it's over. The opposite is true. It's only beginning for you. Amen. Get ready, because God is going to elevate you and take you to lofty heights in the name of Jesus. God bless all of you. Let me have a word of prayer with you. Heavenly Father, may I just ask you something special. If you would remember the 1,000-day fast that I did for you, and would you look on it with your blessed eyes and remember these people on this prayer line and give them a wonderful, wonderful blessing. Let this be a day of blessings. In the name of Jesus, remember me too, Lord. Bless, 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 bless. Hold your hands out. Lord, bless their hands in the name of Jesus. Then when they touch things, that blessings will flow. Stick your feet out. Lord, bless these feet. Take all pains out. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you curse any diabetes in these feet. Let the resurrection blood of Jesus be there instead. Yeah. Pull those legs out. God, touch these legs in the name of Jesus. Let them be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Sharandikushate. Yeah, put your hand on your head. God, touch the memory in the name of Jesus. Touch the head. Take away any headaches, chronic headaches or any kind of headaches. But let the resurrection blood of Jesus travel through the arteries in the head and heal any kind of tumors or anything. Yeah. I pray in Jesus' name. place your hand on your stomach. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the resurrection blood of Jesus circumference that stomach. Take away any signs of ulcers. Take away all worry, all pain, any sense of any disease, and heal. Oh, God, I pray. Yeah. Lay your hands on those eyes. Touch that pupil. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, would you let your healing virtue flow through those eyes? God, I know that whenever a person receives the Holy Ghost, a healing virtue enters the body with the Holy Ghost, God. And there's enough healing virtue inside of their body in order to heal those eyes. Let the eyes be healed. Touch your ears. God, when the Holy Ghost entered, the healing virtue entered with the Holy Ghost because he is healing virtue. And let the healing virtue circumference through the body and go through the ears.
Yep.
Let it undick and heal the ears in the name of Jesus. God.
Yep.
I lay my hands on Mother Jonathan. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And then touch and heal in Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you for what you've done, for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord. And lay your hands up, my God, on your heart. Lay it over your heart right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you touch that heart in Jesus' name. Any heart trouble, I pray that you open those valves up. I rebuke anything trying to block the valves. Let them be healed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you. I'm going to help my... thank you, Lord. I'm going to help my mother for a moment. I'm asking one of our masters to go ahead and pray for a moment.
Father God, as we continue this prayer, we ask you to look on each and every household that's represented today, God. We're asking you that you forgive us for our sins, those sins of omission and those sins of commission. God, as we gather here on this prayer line today, God, to give you our first fruits, we ask that you bless each and every household is represented. Look on our chief ambassador. Look on our Lady Betty this morning, God, our Ambassador Johnson. Look on the mother to the nation. Every bishop, leader, ambassador, child, man, woman that's affiliated with this prayer line, God, we ask that you shower them with bountiful blessings. Keep them in good health. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Oh, God, as we continue the prayer even further, I pray that you lift every heavy burden off of these precious, precious people. Take the burdens, Lord. Somebody needs a job. Somebody needs hope. Somebody needs healing. Somebody needs all kinds of blessings, financial blessings. Their heart healed, their mind healed, their spirit is down. Lift the spirit and bless them and give them a wonderful, ultra awesome day. Only you can do that. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, thank you. We give you the glory and the praise is thine. Thank God. Amen, amen, and amen. And good morning to all of you on the prayer line worldwide. Good morning to you. Good morning. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Y'all awake? Are you awake? Yeah. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. And let's just continue praising. Praise check. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Come on, praise him. Get it on deck. Give him glory. Give him adoration. Give him the praise. All the praise belongs to him. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. If I can get somebody to shout, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We shall be now good to you. Lord, we've been all disease. Thank you. Our souls, so thank you, Lord. Thank you. We know you're real and know you got the power in your hand. And we just wait on you. Yes, Lord. Thank God for the blood today, the washing blood that washes away all sin. Oh, that covers us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Oh, praise and magnify you. We glorify your name, Lord. Looking up to thee, waiting on you, in the name of Jesus. Oh, lift us up, Lord, where we belong. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and we thank you for it. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Amen. Y'all want to know how you pray when you get 95? All right. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, man, that's a
wonderful lesson right there.
Your
mother is in the twilight years of her life. She's old. Get her to start praying. Get her to start being active in prayer and things like that. It will cause them to release healing virtue in their body. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost showed me. You got the Holy Ghost. See, when Jesus died on the cross, he died for all sickness, disease, pains, and everything else. And when he died and they buried him, and he rose from the dead, then he ascended to the right hand of the Father. But he sent back the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is his spirit. And within the Holy Ghost is healing virtue, because he is healing virtue. Yeah. And the Holy Ghost has to be somewhere. It's not out there in front of you in the air. No. The Holy Ghost dwells inside of you. You don't have a witness anywhere. The Holy Ghost dwells inside of you.
Amen. Yes.
So if you believe that, then if you believe the Holy Ghost dwells inside of you, guess what else is inside of you?
Amen.
It has to be. Healing virtue has to be inside of you because the Holy Ghost is inside of you.
Yes, amen.
All you have to do is have enough faith in the Lord. And we have not because you ask not. Sometimes we don't ask because we don't realize something. But the Holy Ghost is inside of you. That means that enough healing virtue is inside of you to heal your body. All you got to do is believe it. See, every time Jesus was on, when he was on this earth, every time he got ready to pray for somebody, he basically asked him, do you believe? Unless he looked and saw their faith, he asked him, do you believe? And when they said, yea, Lord, thou knowest I believe, guess what? Miracle happened. See, there's enough healing virtue inside of you to heal every ailment in your body. And try to release it. Amen. I do. Amen. I do. Amen. God bless you. We love you. I want to open up the wisdom seminar just for a moment, and then we're going to talk about the convention today again. It's coming June the 11th through the 14th. Amen. But I'm going to open up the wisdom seminar just for a moment. Let me just see. Hold on just a minute. Oh, I got it backwards. The Holy Ghost said talk about the convention first. Okay. It's coming June the 11th through the 14th. God, thank you for what you're going to do there. Thank you for, Lord, I'm trying my best to get it over to the people. Don't come for any person. Like, one of the things I'm trying to do is make the name of Jesus hot. Well, you say, well, his name is already hot. Well, why do y'all go for I don't want to call no names, but why you go for certain people before you go for Jesus? You call that name on the radio, and y'all pack the auditory for them, and you say, Jesus, come to Jesus, and y'all say, well, well, who's going to be there? Jesus is going to be there. I'm going to push this. God knows if he give me some money, I'm going to put it all over the world. And we gotta make the name of Jesus hot. Do you know when he was on earth, whenever they said Jesus, they packed auditoriums, packed houses. They couldn't even get in. They had to cut a hole in the roof to get down to see him because they came for Jesus. They didn't come for no disciples. They didn't even know their names. We got disciples nowadays. You know their names. They push themselves more than they push Jesus. So you know their names, and they're packing auditoriums off of their names, not off the name of Jesus. But it's going to turn around. God give me strength. It's going to turn around. We're going to push the name of Jesus. People are going to start coming for Jesus again. Because, see, when you come for certain names, they ain't got no power to heal you. They ain't got no power to see about you while you're gone. Who doesn't? God sees about you and makes everything right in your house while you own that mission. The Lord does. What you have, he gave you. Who you are, he made you. What you know, he taught you. Where you come from, he brought you. The roof over your head, he provided for you. Shoes on your feet, he provided for you. Clothing on your back, he gave to you. The car you're driving, he made a way for you to get it. Some of y'all didn't have credit to get the car. Who you think, God, who you think turned it around for you? God had to turn it around for you. And yet, you go someplace out of town to see that person who's going to speak. That's fine, but don't go for them. Go for the Lord. Amen. When they say Jesus is going to be there, you ought to come running. Amen. God, let me have a season in my life where I was doing concerts all over the world, and I knew how to pack houses through concerts. Yeah. Yeah, he let me go through that for a reason and showed me what to do. It was for a reason. I believe it's in this day and time when we can just try our best to make Jesus the focal point where people are coming for Jesus. Amen. I'm going to do it. God give me power and strength through the help of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to do it. Amen. So I want to get y'all coming to the convention. That's where I'm headed right now. Get you coming to the convention for Jesus. Because if you come to the convention for Jesus, oh, my God, and he sees your sacrifice that you make to get there. Oh, my God, some of y'all been looking for healing for 20 years. I believe it's going to happen right there. When you make that sacrifice for the Lord, I believe it's going to turn around. Your daughter has been giving you so much hell here on earth. Yes, I believe it's going to happen in the name of Jesus. Then God's going to turn it around. Might be while you're at the convention making your sacrifice. God makes a sacrifice for you right back there at your household. See, when you come for Jesus, then you put him on the spot to move for you. When you make a step, then he's on the spot to make another step toward you. And he'll do it. He's never let me down. He'll bless you in a great way. So let's come for Jesus to the convention and learn to hear the clarion call. Don't take it lightly. Yeah. Some of y'all treat your kinfolk better than you treat Jesus. They'll call you and say, girl, you got to be here. You got to be here for the family reunion. We're looking for you. And you just change your schedule and do everything else to be there for them. And yet Jesus is looking for you to come for him and to do this for him. And you say, oh, well, I don't know if I can make it this time. I don't know if I can make it. Well, you can make it if you had an emergency. When you get so that Jesus is your emergency, then you'll turn things around. You'll make sacrifices for him. Oh, my God. Let me tell you, certain things in your life that you prioritize, and you put them and make them more important than the Lord Jesus Christ, then when you need him and you call him and you can't get an answer right then, there's a reason why. You put things above him and make them your God. Why don't you let him be, God be God in your life. God bless you. I love you. And sometimes you may think I'm hard on you. But if you do exactly what the Holy Ghost is speaking to me to tell you to do. You'll get miracles to happen, your miracles like you've never seen in 2015. God bless you. We're looking for you at the convention. It's going to be ultra awesome. It's not for my glory. I ain't getting nothing out of this, so I don't have to say what I'm saying because of no gifts or money or whatever. No. I'm talking for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we got to stand up and be a representative for him nowadays because everybody else is in it for themselves. This is the most selfish day I've ever seen in my life. People are so selfish. And they're standing up for themselves. But let's stand up for Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you. Come June the 11th through the 14th for Jesus, and let's see what he'll do for you when you do something, make a step for him. God bless you. The line is open to you. If you want to talk about the convention, anybody, yeah, the line is open to you. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. All right. God bless you.
God bless you, Chief, and all the saints of God. This is Ambassador Stent from Arkansas. Saints of God, I just want to encourage you to let you know that your labor has not been in vain. Come to Arkansas for the delivery. There is another anointing. There is a Cyrus anointing that's going to rest upon you. There's a prophetic word that's waiting for you, glory to God. Not that you can't receive it where you are, but I just believe, God, that this trip is going to be so profound, filled with revelation, knowledge, refreshing, invigorating. Oh, my God, I just know things happen when the Bible says when two or three are gathered in his name. I know someone saying, well, we can gather where we are, but your sisters and brothers, if something when we come together in unity, I'm believing God, saints. I know God is going to do a transformation that you're going to leave there, glory to God, from Arkansas. You're going to leave here challenged to move forward, hallelujah. And I know you already know who you are in Christ Jesus. If it's just one word, I'm saints, I know it. I know it. We are praying here. We're waiting for you. Arkansas is waiting for the arrival of first fruit. Because you know when you pray for something and you know that somebody have your deliverance, there is a word, there is a word, glory to God. I'm so excited. I am preparing for you all to come. Not only me, but Arkansas have a welcome mat waiting for you. We love you so much. I can't wait to see you in the future. And that is June. Glory to God. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful day.
My. Thank you, Ambassador Stiff. I tell you, I'm looking forward to coming to Arkansas. My mother and my father were reared in Arkansas, and they came to Kansas City after that. But the roots go back to Arkansas. Amen. Y'all are some wonderful people down there. Amen. We appreciate you so much what God is doing in Arkansas. I understand, Ambassador Prophet Stitt, that you got that thank you all over Arkansas. People are saying it everywhere. Is that right? Amen. I heard about it. They're saying thank you all over Arkansas. Is that right, Ambassador Stitt?
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Everybody says thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. So there's an anointing that drops in the house. There's an anointing that brings deliverance, forgiveness. There's an anointing that rests when you just lift up your hands and begin to just tell God, thank you. Lord, I'm not begging you for nothing. I'm not asking you for nothing. Hallelujah. You've already done enough, but I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful this morning. Hallelujah. Because every time I say thank you to God, I'm saying no to the devil. Hallelujah. This morning, I'm not going to a funeral. Glory to God. Every time I say thank you, Lord, I'm asking you to touch another generation. Hallelujah. That I've been praying for on last week. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you that you keep touching the mothers on the line. Glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. God bless you, Chief. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Amen. I'm going to ask Ambassador Hagen Give us our station identification because I'm headed somewhere here. I got to do something before I move any further. Go ahead. If you're there, give us our station identification. Tell us where we're being heard.
Yes, sir. Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Yes, we are here and we're broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio, NPRRadio.com on Blog Talk Radio. And we're being heard literally all over the world. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Germany, Indonesia, India, Israel, Italy, Japan, Kenya, Mexico, the Netherlands, Nigeria, or Norway, Pakistan, Panama, Poland, France, Canada, Finland, oh my Lord, Switzerland, Thailand, Turkey, South Africa, Vietnam, all over the United States, you just name it, literally all over the world. And we give God the praise. More than 90 million listeners, and to God be the glory. We do thank God for the excellent job that our Chief International Ambassador is doing, and to God be the glory. And we just want to encourage you, Chief, to keep on doing this excellent work for the Lord.
Thank
and
you.
We are excited about Arkansas Blog Family, Blog Family. We are excited about Arkansas, and we are looking forward to coming to see what the Lord will do. We know He has great plans, and we can hardly wait. And
Thank you so much.
From the blog has been asking for that flyer. If you could email the radio station here, the blog station, that flyer, they would like to post it as well. Thank you so much.
All right. And let me say to all of you, it's all right to post the flyer. Ambassador Pfeiffer, if you would send that to Ambassador Hagen, I'd appreciate it. You'll correspond that and get that done for us, if you would. We ask you, please, to take care of that. I wanted to give that station identification because, and I asked Ambassador Stith to tell about what's happening in Arkansas because I want you to know that that can happen all around your area or in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that can happen for you, and you can be a blessing right there in your area, right there in your area. The Lord bless you and keep you. I want you to determine that you're going to be the one in the name of Jesus, that you're going to be the one that the Lord will use right there in your church, in your area, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They can make it. Amen. In your church, in your city, around your neighborhood, you determine that I'm going to be the one to get people to thank God 1,000 times. We thank Him 1,000 times on the blog line every night. So I want you to know that God is depending on you to get the praise everywhere. I just openly want to make this announcement to you that one of my major goals in life is really to get the name of Jesus back hot again. You say, well, He's hot. No, He's not. Because y'all are responding to man's name rather than the name of Jesus. He was hot when He was on this earth, and they said Jesus was coming to town, and they would pack out fields, 5,000-10,000 people, to hear Jesus speak, and He would perform miracles of 2 fish and 5 loaves. Yeah. They came everywhere, not for any disciples, but for Jesus. So, I want you to know that we're working on this thing, and God's going to be praised everywhere. Well, there's something spectacular that's going to happen, and it's going to just, my God, launch this thing worldwide. I know it's worldwide now, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Nothing. Oh, my God. Listen, get the name of Jesus all around your area. Get that thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, going everywhere. All right. I want to go back to anyone else want to speak in behalf of the convention. Then we're going to move to this wisdom seminar just for maybe 5 or 10 minutes. Anybody else want to speak in behalf of the convention? The line is open to you. Come off mute if you would.
God bless everyone. Ambassador Pfeiffer here from Louisville, Kentucky. Just want you to know that if you're expecting God to do anything for you, it's time to do something for God. Join us at the convention first Truth Convention, June 11th. If you want your blessing, if you're looking for a miracle, if you are expecting supernatural move of God, we would like to see you at this service. I tell you, it is worship day and night. When you leave there, you will carry such an anointing away with you. You will carry such blessing away with you. You will have a covering over you that you've never had before. Join us at this convention where God has poured out his miracles. He has literally opened up the windows of heaven, poured out the blessings upon the people that they couldn't receive. When you have so many blessings, you can't tell it all. And we know, we say that all the time, but we take it lightly. But when you have, when God opened up that window and pour you out blessings right in the midst, glory to God, of the service, of the worship, of the praise, there is nothing, 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 nothing that you are denied of. Everything that you want from God, you can receive it in that meeting because why? We're on one accord. Come, join us. You've never seen anything like it before. There have been miracles in every service, every convention that I have gone to. And the Lord has truly, truly blessed. I can remember on the way, even leaving there, how there was a storm in the city right after the convention was over that Sunday evening. There was a storm that Sunday night. They wouldn't allow the flights to leave. But let me tell you this. No one was left behind. You didn't hear of anyone that was left. They had to reroute flight, reroute schedules, reschedule schedules. But and you could see the storm. The people were taking pictures of the twister outside of the airport. And they just sat there and we just prayed, even in the airport. But God didn't allow one plane to crash. He didn't allow one person to be left behind. So come, see the miracles of God. God just ended up showing the people what he could do in the city while we were there just because of that revival. So I want you to know, if you're burdened down, he said he'll make it easy. Hallelujah. And just come. Let him destroy some of those yokes in your life. And this is what it's all about. We be burning down all year long and wonder why we can't get a breakthrough because we don't break out. And we have to break out and go and attend some of these conventions, some of the worship services, so God can pour out that anointing upon us collectively as a group of people. If you haven't received a blessing or a healing in your home and for 40 years you're still trying to run the devil out of your house, join us at this convention. Get that anointing where you can go back to your home and drive the devil out. Because I won't let him live with me in my house. Be in my house will serve the Lord. And that's where my blessings are, right here in my house. I'm in my bedroom now just worshiping the Lord. What's going on in here? And they don't know what to think, but they say, oh, no, that lady's praying. So you just let them know that you are in prayer for the Lord. God bless you. Join us.
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer.
What your miracle? God bless you. Back in the hands of our team.
God bless you. Let's have the information where people can call for the hotel and any information for on the convention. If you have questions, there's a number you can dial. Give us that information, if you please.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador. Those of you that are planning to attend our 2015 convention, a reminder, we're 33 days out. I need you, if you want to attend this convention, please call the Wingate by Wyndham in North Arkansas. That's located at 4801 West Commercial Drive. Dial 501-753-8660. Tell them Michelle will probably answer the phone and let her know that you would like a room in the first fruit room block. I need you all to do this this week. Today is Wednesday, and we have to pick up these rooms by the end of the week. Those of you that are planning to attend this convention, Chief Ambassador, if you don't mind, I would like to ask that everyone that is planning to attend the convention, please call the office 816-425-4894. Just leave your name and say, I am planning to attend. How many people you're going to have with you? We have special gifts for those that are attending convention, but I must have your names in advance. Please, that number again is 816-425-4894. Just call that number and say, I am attending. I will be there. 33 days out, your mind should be made up by now. Come on, let's press our way, saints. First fruit is growing. Regardless of what you may have heard about the past, you are part of the prayer line now, and first fruit is growing. We really want to see you there. God bless you. Back to you, Chief.
Thank you so much. We're moving forward, and thank you. Oh, it's going to be so exciting. God bless you. I do want to discuss just for about 5 minutes, maybe 10 at the most, but I want to discuss these ministries. I've got people listening worldwide, and this is the only church they get many times. But there are so many ministries that you can be involved in the church. I want maybe a couple of people today to tell me if you're involved in a ministry in your church. Thank you. Sister Rush talked the other day about how she's on the pastor's aid, and she does an excellent job. Amen. She does so good. I was wondering when she's coming to Kansas City. We have an excellent one here. But Sister Rush, oh, my God. The job she does is phenomenal. Thank God. What do you do? Are you an usher? Are you working with the greeters? Or are you a deacon? Or are you a deaconess? Or are you a person who works with the young people? Or are you a person who works with the seniors or young adults? Or you go to the senior citizens' homes? Or what do you do? Your ministry is going to the hospitals. We got some people here. All they do is encourage people when they lose someone. They're there at every funeral. That's their ministry. And they're encouraging people, families that are bereaved. What is your ministry? Tell about your ministry and what you do. It may encourage someone who's listening worldwide that they have a ministry and God can use them also. The line is open to you. Let me have a couple of y'all. The line is open to you. Jump in there real quick. Jump in there. Amen. Who has a ministry? What is God doing?
Bless you, Dr. Johnson. This is Mother Wilson.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
I thank God for the ministry that he's given me. My ministry is going forth and helping people when they are in need and when they call upon me and I know they need it. I have that the Lord has given me to go back on Thursdays at the church and be in prayer there and take as many people as I can with me again. I used to do that, but after I was hearing about an aunt, that was a ministry. They had all Thomas, and she lived with me. I would take her sometime, but it got so bad I had to stop. But God has given me to go back, and I thank God for that, and I thank him for giving me how to help people, and he gave me strength to do it. That's why I know that the Lord is the one that's doing this, because I couldn't go and help people like I do and don't feel good. But I feel good when I help somebody, and I thank God for that ministry, because there's a lot of people need help, naturally so, They need to be known how to do it spiritually. So, and I'm trying to spread that gospel to them. God bless you, and I thank God for the prayer line. And thank God for each of
you. Beautiful, Mother Wilson. We got a lady in our church, Mother Daniels, and her ministry is just simply writing cards or buying cards. And every time somebody is going through a storm, she'll send them a card. Or if they have something to celebrate, she'll send them a card and say congratulations. That's her ministry. There's not a person in the church who goes through something she doesn't send them a card or be there for them with a card. And that's a wonderful ministry. That card ministry encourages somebody. And my sister in the Tyler, she came up with what we call the soup ministry. When people are going through storms, she'll just make some homemade soup and take soup by there. And people just appreciate it so very much. Yeah, soup kitchen. Amen. The Lord blesses that. And one of the greatest ministries I like is the greeter ministry, because that's the first person or persons that people see when they walk through the door. And if those greeters are together and they have that godly attitude of joy in their souls and spirit and that beautiful smile, then first impressions are lasting impressions. I tell you, that's a great ministry when they come to that door and see that smile. They determine your church right then is a church that has joy because of your greeters. But now, if you've got greeters at the door that got a frown, or even when they at home, they've been through a fight at home. Greeters who have a ministry, if they went through a fight that morning, they don't bring it to church. They bring that smile and joy, even though they're hurting inside. You can't tell it because that's their ministry. And it's a wonderful ministry. God bless you. Somebody else, if you have a ministry, tell us what it is.
Oh, praise the Lord. Good morning, my chief ambassador. I was
supposed
to back and listen to others. This is Ambassador Stern. But praise God, besides being a pastor, I have been, everybody is familiar with the Daily Breads, but I am a distributor of Daily Breads. I send out and take them around to nursing homes and to the sick and the shut-in. I've been doing this coming up to 40 years. My house, every 3 months, my house is loaded with the Daily Breads, and I separate them, and I literally put them in my car. And I go to the nursing homes. I go to those that cannot get out. And this has been going on almost 40 years I have been doing. Mm. And another thing that I do, my mother went to be with the Lord in 91. And that year when she, in March, and when May came, I was almost devastated, young in the Lord, that my mother was gone, but the Lord turned that around, and I was a working lady then, and he told me to bless the women on my job with a plant. Wasn't that many at the time, but that ministry turned into about over 300 cards I sent out every Mother's Day. My table now is spread it out. They will go out today, and that's a ministry that the Lord gave me. That is just a couple of them. But I also was Meals on Wheels. My husband and I distribute Meals on Wheels and go to those that cannot get out. And I just love doing, amen, I can't beat God's giving no matter how I try. And I just appreciate God. And I'm also a person that like to send out cards. If anybody ever received a card of mine, they will know who it's coming from, because it's a unique way in which the Lord gave me to send out a card. It has to be me that has to do it, because he put the spirit in me. So there, and I do the same thing at Father's Day. I don't send as many Father's Day cards, but I do send out Father's Day cards to pastors and leaders to encourage them. And I do that all year long, words of encouragement. I put it in a card, just let them know I'm thinking of you. And that blesses people. So I thank God for that, that he's given me a good administration to the ministry of helps that lies in my spirit, and I love doing it. It's not something that someone make me do. I love doing it. So God bless you all is my prayer.
God bless you, and we're sharing ideas openly on the line that can be a blessing to you. Let me share a few things, just a couple things that I do. One is that I try to remember the seniors. That's why I'm here this morning with my mother, and I've been here with my mother. Our family ministers to her. Amen. We made a decision. We're not going to send her to a nursing home. We decided that she's so important that we're going to be the watch day and night. Amen. We want her to live. A lot of times you put her in the nursing home or wherever, and they don't have the caring or the compassion as a son or a daughter who are concerned about their parent. Another thing is that, and this is for pastors, and many of you do this already, I'm sure, but, you know, when First Sunday comes along, those who are not able to come to church, I try my best to take the communion to them. I did it on last Sunday and did communion for my mother. I went to the hospital and did communion for a few others out there. It's so very, very important. And then one of the things that we do, and the Lord gave me the vision on, is that I have what I call Teachers Are Heroes Day. And then where I try to give awards, Teachers Are Heroes awards to teachers. They're very, very important. And not only the teachers in the church, but there are people, these young kids have teachers at school. It's a good time to get them to come, where you give them an award, Teachers Are Heroes award. And I always blow a song for them. Mainly the song says, I am grateful for the things you've done. And then I try to have a Mother's a Heroes Award Day. On Mother's Day, I give my Mother's a Heroes Awards to mothers all over the church. And I pick and choose those that we honor that year and try to have something for every mother on Mother's Day. And then I'll have Doctors a Heroes Awards. Where I'm going to get the doctors at the church. And I'll have Lawyers of Heroes Awards, where I get the lawyers to come and give them the lawyer who are heroes awards. And it goes on down, you know, I can do it in every aspect of ministry. Amen. Neighbors are Heroes Awards. That's how you get your neighbors out. We're going to cherish you that Sunday. And we're going to celebrate you that Sunday. You have been a wonderful neighbor in the neighborhood. I need you to be there on that third Sunday because we're giving you what we call the Neighbors Heroes Awards. You can pick out 25, 35, 45 neighbors around you and tell them that you are one of the ones who has been selected as a hero. Amen. So I'm just sharing this with you because these things will bless your church, bless your community, and so many things that we do basically to minister to people. Some things that come up with, we've got the, as I believe someone else said, the unity in the community. Amen. Ambassador Hodges is doing that. And then we have so many other things that we're trying to do to minister to people. We've got to get away as saints of God. I mean, we can speak in tongues, but we can't speak in English to people. And then we got to get away from that. We got to care about people. You can care about yourself, but you can't care about others. I mean, you're so selfish. We got to stop being selfish as saints of God. We got to be compassionate and think about those who are around us more than ourselves. And if we do that, God will remember us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things will be added to us. He'll remember us. If we will remember others. God bless you. I'm out of time today. I'll bring it back tomorrow. Think about it. You've got a ministry that you want to share with the people over there in Indonesia. You want to share with them in Afghanistan, in Jerusalem, in Africa, Asia, India, in Korea, everywhere. We're trying to help those. This is their only church some places. But think about the ministry that you've got. Some of y'all, you've got a phenomenal ministry, but you haven't jumped in there to say nothing. Amen. The Bible says, make known his deeds. If he's using you, amen, give him the glory. If you boast in him, and the Lord will bless it. Amen. We'll do it tomorrow. I want to pray for those. We've got 5 minutes here. I want to pray a prayer for you today. Those who are sick, those who are shut in, those who have a financial need, those who are burdened down, those who have been weeping all night long, those who seem like you can't make it, bills are stacked high and you can't even see over them, those who have your light bill doing, trying to keep your house, those who trying to keep your car, those who are going through storms. You got a loved one who's down. You got a loved one who's and you're bereaved because you've lost somebody in your family. All these needs, I just want to pray for them. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, as we close the prayer line this morning, the people who have urgent requests, would you look and see their urgent requests? And would you do shout out a miracle like they've never seen in 2015? You know everything. You know all about them. You know every request that they wanted to make known today. Waiting. I see you waiting to make the request known. And yet God says, I know it already. I'm going to fix it for you. I'm going to ask you to do something special. Peace the sermon, Lord, that you gave to me from the house to the gate. And you told me to tell the people that you could fix it before they got out of the house and got to the gate. Oh, God, some of them don't have a gate around the house. But I'm asking you, would you fix it before they can leave the house and get in their cars and leave the premises? Fix it for them. In the name of Jesus, fix it. Only you can do that, Lord, and I know you're able to do it. In the name of Jesus, you can fix it for them. Before they even get off the street, out of their premises, God, I'm asking you to let it be so that you've turned things around. If there's anybody who hears me on this phone that receives this, get up like me and turn around one time and say he can. And he is turning around for me. He is turning around for me. He is turning it around for me. Amen. Yeah. Get up right now. Turn around one time. Demonstrate it. The Lord is turning around for me. Thank you. 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 Yeah. 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 That's the anointing on this line. That's turning around. Turning around just for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It is all right. Yeah. Yeah. It is all right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Grab it, receive it. I put it out there. Grab it, receive it. He is turning around. Yes, for yes, for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you believe it, I'm going to ask you to have faith and thank him like it's already done before you hear the word.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for turning around.
Thank you, Jesus.
For me.
Thank you,
Jesus. Your holy name. We give you glory. We give you praise.
Thank you.
We give you the adoration.
Thank you.
For it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And he is with
you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Yeah. He is turning around.
Thank you.
Oh, God, I believe you answered my prayer. Before they get from the house, get in your car and leave the premises. You would have turned it around to somebody.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you,
thank you. Thank you, Lord.
You have turned it around.
Thank you.
Thank you. Looking for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless all of y'all. I want to say we had a phenomenal time on the youth prayer line, on the youth prayer line last night. Thank God, Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Hodges. Thank you so much. Don't forget the blog line tonight. We're walking around our homes and praising God through our homes and pleading the blood of Jesus. You got a son or daughter that's been giving you problems, you need to be on this prayer line. You got a husband, wife, sister, brother that they're giving you problems that need to go closer to the Lord, be on that blood line. Amen. It's working. I guarantee you it's working. Just follow my instructions as the Lord gives them to me. And you will see things turn around. Shut up. Lord, don't make me active on this line. My God.
Thank you.
Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Looking to hear from you on the line tonight. If you've got able to get on there, get on there. Amen. The blog line at 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
Get somebody else on there. Somebody needs a blessing. Get them on there if they need a miracle.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. 646-595-2035. Get it. Get a pen.
646-595-2035.
He is Lord. He is Lord.
Yes.
He has risen from the dead.
Yes.
He is Lord.
Yes.
Every tongue confess that
Jesus
Christ is Lord.
Thank you.
He is Lord. God bless all of y'all. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Don't God, keep the praise, Lord. Thank God. Be on the blog tonight. Have a wonderful day. I'm out.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless everyone.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank
you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, thank you.
God, hallelujah. Yes, God, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, thank you, God, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Everybody have a blessed day.
God bless
Amen.
You.
You have a blessed day, too.
Yes.
In the name, Jesus, in the name. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Nobody but Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's our way maker. He's everything to us. Mm, glory to God. Mm. Yes,
thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for walking with me.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, show me the way to the Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have given me that.
Thank
you.
You're
blessed. Everywhere I go.
Thank you for Mother Johnson. Thank you for Baby Daddy. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Hallelujah.
God has done great things for us. He has done great things for us.
Glory to God.